because I am interested in just kind of making this like a regular Monday thing. Just sort of repeatedly over and over, Monday after Monday. What? All sorts of fun stuff, buddy.
Okay, you guys, relax. Okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come here and stand over here.
They will get up every day.
To do better than this.
Politics is weird and creepy.
All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
La 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 la.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar. This show.
Oh, happy day.
This show is fucked up.
Jesus won.
When Jesus won.
Negroes doing Negro stuff. When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like we have, he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa, and everyone is watching to know that. Yes. But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black?
Yeah.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. And, Father Muckers may have, tuned in while the Blog Talk Radio was live and heard the sort of pre-audio, and that pre-audio, that was panned activist, I don't know this person's name, Swarthy Alaring Temptress?
I think so.
But what's their name?
I don't know.
Oh, on the Twitters, this person is at panned activist. And that was their program on the YouTube about, like, brain knowledge and sciencey stuff. And they have a Patreon, and the wine cellar signed up for their Patreon because we circularify it. And their shit is dope. And I'll see about if they're okay with having the audio from that on the podcast. Like, maybe, you know, drop it in the middle of the show. Like, go live and then go back and I'll actually do editing and edit that, like, into the middle of the show. You know, sort of like a midway in the middle of it through thing. You know, and I think that would be pretty dope. Because they're short. They're like 2 minutes, 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're quick and or fast. You know, and it's very, like, it's not a comedy program, but there is that level of Daria, dry humor, funny. All right? So that's always going on. Fiends Kalita is a big fan of it. She's like, holy shit, this is the only YouTube program I'm ever going to watch in my fucking life. I don't want to listen to any other fucking YouTube programs. I only want to listen to this one.
Yes.
That's a fact.
I mean, Swamp Commie and the Drone is also on YouTube, so.
Oh, they're the shit, man. Which one is the Swamp Commie and which one's the Drone?
Rosetta Drone and Swamp Commie is the one who lives in Florida.
The Swamp Commie is the yellow-headed one?
Yes.
Okay, Swamp Commie is Kamala Harris is a cop.
Yes.
Kamala, that's a dope-ass fucking name. Kamala Harris is a cop. That's that nigga's name on the Twitters. All right, yeah, them niggas is dope. Fuck with them. Their shit is ill. Alright, so that nigga's the swamp. That's a hard ass name. Like, I swear to fuck, I'll write raps for her and try to get her to fucking deliver them shits. Swamp Commie. Alright, trans lives matter even while they're still alive. We don't consider that, right? It's a series of eulogies, as I've called it before. A series of eulogies. It's like how we talk about trans life. Chick, give me a check.
What? What's the matter? What?
Give me a check.
What now? Oh my god. What?
All right. Phoenix Leader is whiny. She needs her diapy changey.
Really?
You whiny. Why? Why check my microphone?
You're supposed to do that before we start.
Shit, no, man. We've matriculated beyond that. All right, so there's a website called showandact.com. I don't really know what their whole deal is as a website. I don't know what their lean is. I don't know what their bend is. I don't know what the fuck is happening with these fools.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this web post up posted to their website, if you will, showandact.com. And they have this web post up that says, here are 11 black trans entertainers revolutionizing how we see film and or television, which I took the first half of that and made that the podcast episode title. All right. So that's going on. Now, old man Jackson has the glaucoma, so I'm going to go ahead and zoom on in there. That's like a running... Is that a funny thing? That's probably a funny thing now on the show. Like, folks
It might be.
Like, there's someone tuned in waiting for that. Like, come on. Come on, Mr. Fucking Funny Eyes. You can't see. Zoom in. But it is really small print.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is one of those websites where when you fucking zoom in, it goes out of sight.
Oh, no.
I don't mean that in a cool 70s way. Out of sight, man.
Was it even cool then? Really?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Fuck yeah. It was out of sight.
No.
It was, I dare say it was hop skippity fresh.
No.
Now, apparently it's Trans Awareness Week because all trans folks get is a week. It's kind of fucked up. How about trans awareness all the fucking time? Because they exist all the fucking time. I only just pop out 1 week and be like, all right, everybody, trans time. like, what the fuck? Week? A week? Get the fuck out of here. But apparently it's Trans Awareness Week in 2018. And the representation of transgender actors and actresses, they're all doing the same job. On film and television has increased significantly. So it says the 80s set FX series, Pose.
Ooh.
Excuse me. And we've riffed about Pose. I'd like to have more people just come on and just riff about Pose. It's such a smart show. And so the show Pose has cast the highest number of transgender actresses as series regulars, while a successful campaign against cisgender actress Scarlett Johansson. That's not funny.
That's funny.
Her name is funny?
No, it's not her name. It's her. Like, her thing is that she takes roles that are not white woman roles. Like, she always wanted to be, like, a trans woman even though she's cis. She fucking played in some, like, real-life remake of, like, some fucking Japanese anime movie. She's not, like, that's her thing. So, like, if you ever see on the internet people be like, oh, whatever, they're remaking Roots? Well, I'm not watching it unless Scarlett Johansson is Kunta Kinte. That's what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh, that's like a running joke.
Yeah, because she always takes roles that are, like, not cis white women, which there's plenty of cis white women roles available.
Oh, fuck, so like, when I die, she's gonna play me?
Basically. Like,
so
wild.
She's gonna jump on the shit where, like, nigga is non-binary. Like, she's gonna be saying my lines and
that's
shit.
That's what she's gonna do, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
ScarJo, yes.
ScarJo?
Yes.
All right, so apparently there's an individual named Scarlett Johansson, of whom does all the things that Phoenix Kalita just said. And they're probably pretty popular for some reason. Yeah. And, so folks have came out against this person playing the role of a transgender man named Dante. Black?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, with Scarlett Johansson, it's entirely possible. I don't fucking...
I don't even know who the fuck this Scarlett Johansson is.
It's a very stereotypical looking white woman.
I hope one of the homegirls fucking binks her up real nice. fucking... So apparently Dante Tex Bill on a film called Rub and Tug. All right. And ensured that the role would go to a trans actor should the film go into production. Although there is still room for more change. It says 10 black trans actors and actresses right there. But in the title, it says 11. Someone has a typo or someone's lying to me. Hmm. All right. I'm getting trolled by the article. But on number one, they have the individual Laverne Cox. This is a familiar name to me. This individual was in the television program. Is Netflix television?
Close enough, I think.
All right. The Flixivision program. Orange is the New Black, mm-hmm. And Laverne Cox played a character in there that was a firefighter, and apparently Laverne Cox has a brother, yes. In real life.
Yes.
And like in that program, Laverne Cox, but like a twin brother, right?
Yeah.
So like Laverne Cox, like when they would show scenes, like it would actually be Laverne Cox's brother doing mm-hmm. like the firefighter shit, and then they flip it back, and they had a pretty good time. Nigga, your fucking twin gets to play your fucking pre-operation stunt double? I don't know.
Yeah, like pre-coming out.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the character was a hairdresser. They have the information here on the shadowandact.com. And the character's name was Sophia Brissett. All right. And, I mean, folks know this one, but these folks might not know. You know, these are newer, younger, fresher, you know, ready to bump out the OG. That's what BGs do. This nigga's name is Amaya Scott. And Amaya Scott is made history as the first transgender woman to be cast on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And now, wait. On some level, they're telling you that this reality show is scripted and cast.
I've been trying to tell people and they don't want to hear it.
Nigga, that's the story behind the story. The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And now she's earned rave reviews as a character named Cotton on a Lee Daniels program called Star, which airs on the Fox. And Another individual's name is Maya Taylor. I'm going with Maya, M-A-Y-A. And Maya Taylor is best known for her role as Alexandria in a 2015 indie film called Tangerine. Maya Taylor made history when she became the first openly transgender actor to win an Independent Spirit Award. Let me go ahead and refresh the Blog Talk Radio page. All right, good. No one's calling in to the 347-857-3937.
Why the fuck you just say good and then give out the number so people can call in? Oh, because it's good nobody's calling.
Oh, because that means I don't have anybody just sitting on the line like, come on, nigga. Come on, I want to say some transphobic shit on your show. I want to trigger the snowflakes or whatever the fuck it is these losers do. Mm. And this next individual is Ketaner Rodriguez, nicknamed Kiki. And Rodriguez drew praise for her leading role as a character named Cinderella in a 2015... Oh, also in the film Tangerine, the same film with Maya Taylor. And Rodriguez became the center of the first Oscar campaign for openly transgender actresses supported by a film producer. She would later go on to be nominated... for the Independent Spirit Award for Best Female Lead for her role in Tangerine. Now we flip to a black trans man. This individual's name is Michael Smith. And Brian Michael Smith has garnered notice from audiences for his role as Twan Wilkins, a transgender police overseer and a high school friend of the show's principal character, Ralph Angel, on the Ava DuVernay-produced OWN. That's the Oprah Winfrey Network, I think.
Yes.
So this is on the Oprah Winfrey Network. You can find this program. And it's Queen Sugar. And he also has gone on to appear in episodes of Homeland and Chicago PD. Hmm. All right. And this individual, next individual. Remember, you can go check out all these folks and these links to these folks on this website called shadowandact.com. 11 black trans entertainers changing how we see film and television and Netflix-a-vision.
Netflix-a-vision is not a word.
You dat-gum wrong it is. Oh, shit. It was bound to happen. There we go. It didn't happen for too long. All right. Damn microphone. Ah. It ain't in the budget. All right. Angelica Ross is the next individual with pretty neat earrings. You'll want to check out that image. They're pretty neat. Way better than any of Phoenix Kalita's earrings.
No.
Phoenix Kalita does not have earrings like that. Angelica Ross has the best earrings. So many earrings, you'll get tired of ringing. Angelica Ross, who stars as a character named Candy Abundance. Oh, this, I thought this one looked familiar. This one's from Pose. And Pose airs on the FX. And, Angelica began her career on a web series titled Her Story. The web series, which tracked the lives of trans women in Los Angeles, earned an Emmy nod for outstanding short form comedy or drama. She'll also appear in the executive produce a upcoming web series called King Esther. What is a Emmy nod?
Oh, a nomination.
Okay.
But you didn't win.
Okay. All right, everyone's having a good time. This next one, India Moore, who I actually like went looking on YouTube for more clips of, because I was like, this motherfucker goes in. India Moore has garnered acclaim for her performance as Angel in the groundbreaking FX drama Pose, In addition, she also serves as the star and executive producer of an upcoming series, Magic Hour, which will be a modern retelling of Frankenstein.
Hmm.
And another one from Pose, MJ Rodriguez, also, has been on The Nurse Jackie. Oh, and on the Luke Cage. Yeah, they were on Luke Cage as something like it was like a transphobic nickname that the family gave her, like the gangster politician lady.
Oh, yeah. Mariah.
Yeah, but like when they would do flashbacks to when she was a little teenager and shit,
mm-hmm.
like the MJ Rodriguez appeared in one of those scenes.
Oh,
yeah, and they called her like Auntie Boy or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was like a little transphobic family nickname for the character that she appeared as in Luke Cage. But in the show Pose, she plays the character Blanca Rodriguez Evangelista, and it airs on the FX. If you haven't seen it, you can, pretty much most cable boxes and whatnot you have streaming these days. It's not like 2003 or 4 when that was like some wild shit. Like, what? You can just play it back again? Nigga, you telling me you can rewind TV? Get the fuck out of here. Like, I think it's pretty standard these days. So you can go to the FX and stream those episodes. And season 2, well, I think we might get that, like, what, midsummer? Maybe if it gets approved and produced. Maybe. The next one, they go by the name of Dominique Jackson. All right? And is a Trinidadian McMurrican actress. And currently stars as Electra Abundance on, also on Pose. Jackson has used her platform to highlight outreach in the LGBTQ community. Not much information there. All right, let's flip it back to another trans man, swole nigga. Jesus Christ, nigga, like you about to bust a rhyme. Yeah, he look like this picture. Folks, go to this website, look at this nigga's picture. He looks like he sees a cipher off in the distance. Like, oh, I can tell by the way the beatbox is going, they're not that nice. Should I show him what time it is? Like he looks worried. Like, he doesn't like the way hip-hop is going right now.
Oh, yeah, well, welcome to that.
yeah, welcome to it, nigga. Very little information on this individual, Kingston Faraday, discovered by Cheryl Duane on Instagram. Faraday starred in a filmmaker's 2014 film called Black is Blue. All right, so you'll want to go find that. And they top it off with, we all know this name, Janet Mock. Yes. Top it off with Janet Mock. And very little information because we all already know. But a New York Times best-selling author, host, I think on an MSNBC show, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Janet Mock has an MSNBC show. And a host and an activist and a writer. I think Janet Mock was like an editor at like People Magazine or some shit. Like, yeah, Janet Mock had a lot of jobs. Yeah. And and girlfriend of, from what I understand, ain't shit nigga ass Aaron Treadwell.
Oh, really?
I am. I'm saying that about because I listen to their podcast and listen to them interact directly.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend sound like an ain't shit nigga. Aaron Treadwell. See, this is why people don't like me, because it's out there. I said it. I think Treadwell's an ain't shit ass nigga. All right. So activist, and she's a writer and producer for Pose with an ain't shit nigga. All right. And so fucking check that shit out. All right. So that's what the episode is titled for. Wanted to highlight that. Call in number if you have a brief comment and or question, 347-857-3937. You retweeted it and told folks?
I did not tell them to call in. I retweeted the link. I didn't know we were like inviting people to call in.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's gangster. It's gangster. Because Michael Graham might call in.
Michael Graham is, like, probably working right now.
Michael Graham wants to call in and rap.
No, he doesn't.
That's all Michael Graham does.
Oh, my God.
Just because he doesn't rap in front of you. He only raps in front of cool people.
Really?
Michael Graham only raps in front of cool people.
I have to read, like, the serious stories before you do the funny stories, though.
What? Were the serious ones in the notes?
No, they're just on the website. I posted a lot of stories today.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I know. I did not communicate that one particularly well.
Oh.
Yes.
This show is fucked up.
This is why we have a trigger warning, folks. An exhaustive trigger warning, if you will.
All right, let's see. All right, here we go. All right, you do it.
All right. Former judge with history of domestic violence accused of murdering wife.
Woo!
Yeah. Shaker Heights, Ohio, former Cuyahoga Common Pleas judge and former state senator Lance Mason spent 9 months in prison for beating his then-wife in front of their children and is now accused of stabbing his former wife, Aisha Frazier, age 45, to death. Mason was arrested on suspicion of murder in connection with the death of Aisha Frazier Mason at her home near Normandy Road, according to sources. The house where the stabbing happened is near where police report that a Shaker Heights police officer was hit by a car when a suspect was fleeing a domestic violence incident. The officer was taken to the hospital with his condition unknown. Mason has also been charged with felonious assault for injuring that officer.
Fuck.
Yeah. Agents with the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation are at the scene assisting Shaker Heights police. Shaker Heights police did not respond to multiple messages until more than 7 hours after the slaying, when the department issued a release stating only that Frazier Mason had been killed and Lance Mason had been arrested. The refusal by the department to release the details of the case manner continues the pattern of 4 years ago, when the suburb failed for more than 36 hours to provide its residents with an account of Mason's attack on his wife. During that attack, Mason was accused of biting his wife, punching her in the face several times, and choking her while driving in Shaker Heights with their children ages 6 and 4 in the back seat. Mason then threw his wife out of the car, continued beating her, and eventually left her on the side of the road. Frazier had to flag down help and call 911 and beg police to locate her children. A family member also called police, citing concerns Mason might attempt suicide. Officers searching his home at the time found smoke grenades, semi-automatic rifles, a sword, a bulletproof vest, and more than 2,000 rounds of ammunition in the home. Prosecutors charged Mason with assault, a second-degree felony, which carries between 2 and 8 years in prison. But charging documents show Mason choked, punched, and bit his wife, and her orbital bone was fractured during the attack. Mason only served...
That's like your fucking eye.
Yeah, it was like your eye socket. Mason only served 9 months for the assault. Fuck. All right.
And tell you, if cops want their jobs to be safer, they'd start shooting white men.
These people aren't white.
What?
Oh, yeah, this is not a white couple.
What is this?
This is a black couple.
Oh, man, you should tell me that in the beginning before I start making my snarky comments.
Sorry. I know, it reads a lot like a...
Wait, what's going on with this? What's the story behind the story?
Oh, is that he did this to her already and got 9 months for basically breaking her face, like literally breaking her face, and then he got out and was hired by Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson as a minority business development director. The city said in a statement that Jackson fired Mason from his job because of the arrest, but also told Fox 8 that they stand by the hiring because there is no way to protect the future and people deserve second chances. They also added that they extend their deepest condolences to the family and children of Mrs. Aisha Frazier.
What about Mrs. Aisha Frazier?
She's dead.
Shit.
Which is the thing. Again, it was one of those like, oh, he broke her fucking face in and nobody took it seriously. And now here we are, 4 years later, killed her.
Shit.
Almost like domestic violence and violence against women is a fucking predictor of future behavior.
Okay, I'm sitting here thinking this is like some deranged white on white crime story.
Well, I think this is also interesting too because he got to use a lot of his power because he was a judge and a senator.
Oh,
so yeah, there was a lot of that also happening.
Fucking respectable Negroes.
Yes. And then I just want to point out, I added it to our story, but a bunch of the outlets that covered this story noted that a neighbor who called herself a longtime friend of the Mason family spoke well of them and said she wasn't aware of any issues since the 2014 domestic violence incident, and said the only issue they ever argued about was the girls. He really loved the girls, though. Like his daughters. It's like, but you killed their mother, so do you really? Like, this is the one neighbor you could fucking find to give a comment. He really loved his kids.
No, he's like that football player getting out of prison. Now, I won't raise my son.
Right. Yes, like that. And then, shit. One more. And then we can do funny things, because we deserve funny things.
No.
We don't deserve funny things?
No.
This is actually an update on a case we covered. Snohomish County, Washington, a 20-year-old Washington State man was sentenced to less than 3 years in prison for raping a high school student as she died from a drug overdose in his bedroom. Yeah, we covered that when he got arrested.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Brian Varela admitted he gave 18-year-old Alyssa Noceda drugs last February and then raped her while she overdosed. He never tried to help her, but instead sent photos of her mostly nude body to his friends, mocking her as she lay dying. Varela told detectives that Noceda came to a party on February 3rd in Linwood, which is northeast of Seattle. In Varela's room, he said Noceda snorted Percocet and ingested liquid marijuana, but according to tests, it's shown that she took a mix of fentanyl and Xanax. Fentanyl's bad. Fentanyl kills people. Don't take fentanyl. She collapsed within a minute of taking the mixture, Varela told detectives. Authorities said Varela never sought help for Noceda and instead sent semi-nude pictures to his friends and texting, LOL, I think she OD'd, but still breathing. Valera played an online game until he fell asleep, waking up in the morning to find Noceda's lips blue, according to court documents. He went to work at Dairy Queen and his co-worker contacted police in the following days after Varela said he wasn't sure if Noceda was still alive when he was having sex with her.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yes.
This story clearly now.
Yes. Court records say he told a friend she died having sex with me. Police arrested Varela later that day, executing a search warrant and finding Noceda's bag in a plastic crate in his home. Varela told investigators he planned to bury her with onions to minimize the odor, and also told detectives after Noceda died, he used her thumb to unlock her phone and send messages to make it appear that she had run away from home. Valera pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, manslaughter, third-degree rape, and unlawful disposal of remains as part of a plea deal. Superior Court Judge Linda Creese said that Thursday... However, she could not sentence Brian Valera to more than 2 years and 10 months because it was the most prison time permitted for someone with no prior criminal record. Yeah. Creese said she was surprised and even outraged by the inadequacy of the sentence and suggested the state lawmakers may not have realized the impact of their decision when they set prison sentences for these type of charges. I'm not sure the legislature really contemplated something like this, said Creese. Ooh. In court Thursday, Varela said, I'm sorry for my foolish actions. Whatever I get is what I deserve. So he got 2 years and 9 months for getting her high, watching her overdose, and then raping her. Yeah. Because rape culture doesn't exist.
Yeah. So fuck. You found the fucking update, or it finally happened. Well, how much did he get?
2 years, 9 months.
And she's dead, right?
And she's dead. And she was only 18.
Somehow just murdered. So he's gonna. You remember how old he was from the article?
20.
So he's actually gonna get out before his brain is finished developing.
Yeah, he'll be out before he's 23.
So literally, think about this neurologically. A part of his brain development is that I can drug and rape and murder chicks. Mm-hmm. And then just get a slap on the wrist and come back out to my old job and still get an employee discount. Mm-hmm. That's part of his brain development.
And I think that, like, the two things about this case is, one, he literally left her there for hours just dying. Like, he could tell she was overdosing and just left her there. But then also the whole rape thing. Like, because rape is already, like, super disgusting. But he knew she was dying. And he's like, this seems like a great moment. 2 years, 9 months.
Because he needs his I hit that story. Yeah. It's very important to get your I hit that story in.
But But I think Emperor William has a suggestion or two, so.
Oh, I think that we should let the system.
What?
You don't trust the system?
I don't trust the system.
We have checks and balances in place for these things.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
He got a whole 2 years and 9 months.
Right.
That's like almost a high school career. Yeah, someone's going to be a freshman and still be in high school when he gets out to meet them at the next party.
Yep.
Someone.
Yep. That'll be the next senior in high school.
Literally, matter of fact, it's fall and winter now. A freshman right now will be seeing him at a fucking a junior prom. Watch him invite his raggedy ass to a junior prom and fuck up the punch.
He would.
Excuse. He would. Now, this is a real update. Florida man who looks like the Joker arrested again.
I think the real update is he has more tattoos on his face.
Well, yeah. What the hell? Upgrade. If you got the same Joker tattoos you had last year, then you ain't doing shit with your life. I'm using Cat Williams logic.
I don't think that's how it works.
It says he went viral last year in this article on AJC.com.
Yes.
But I don't like the use of the term viral like that. Like, no. Viral is like, you know, when that nigga Kanye does some goofy shit. That's viral.
Yeah.
You know, like when Michelle Obama held up the sign that said, "Bring back our girls." That went viral. This did not go viral. This went podcast.
Yeah.
All right. We can go in our archives and see how many downloads we got for that episode, and that's as viral as it was. All right. yes. Yeah, this went triple download. Fucking. So, his name is Lawrence Sullivan, and he's now a 30-year-old individual.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was jailed this past Wednesday in last week, November 2018. In Pinellas County on probation violation. All right. And Sullivan, he has a new mugshot and it features the same green hair and extensive tattoos. And the jail records noted that his tattoos featured a skull, a sword, a pot leaf, brass knuckles, devil, and a rose. Mr. Sullivan was arrested before in 2017 near Miami after he reportedly waved a gun at motorist. He was found with a loaded Smith & Wesson handgun in his pocket, and the police did not shoot him. Even though he looked like the Joker and was waving a gun at people, they made sure to take him in alive because for some reason, his life matters.
Priorities.
All right.
They are protecting and serving the whole public, William.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
That is what's happening.
I don't really have much to say. California's on fire.
The only thing that was interesting about this story to me is that it went through a nuclear site, and I guess the local government is like, no, it didn't.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And then
activists
are like, yes, the fuck it did. So, yeah, that's...
But also, this is fake news anyway.
It is fake news anyway.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolutely fake news.
I see the outlet you got this from. RT.
Yes.
Russia Today.
Yes.
Fake news, buddy.
Okay.
Russia Today. Yeah, yes. Get the funk out of here, buddy chief.
Buddy chief.
Yeah, so yeah, went through a fucking nuclear waste site and it's fueling airborne toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, California's just fucking... It's gone, it's man. Up, it's yeah. fucking over. At least Southern California, definitely. Yeah. I'm sure once you get, like, closer to Oregon, you know, where there might be some snow or something...
Oh.
Things might...
And apparently fucking all of, like, Northern Europe is making fun of us right now. Because I guess Trump, like, for some fucking reason, got on the record and said he talked to the president of, I want to say, Finland... And apparently is saying that the Finnish prime minister, president, whatever, told him that they don't have forest fires because they rake the forests.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and so now everyone in Northern Europe is making fun of us, and they're literally, like, taking pictures outside in the woods with, like, vacuums and rakes, and saying stuff like "Make America Rake Again." And
they're not making fun of me. I'm not a part of this. I'm not. So... I'm not affiliated.
So, yes, Northern Europe is mocking us, and you know.
No, see, that's the thing. See, no, shut up, Northern Europe. These are your cousins.
These are your cousins. Yeah.
You cut the shit. White people always want to clown other white people. Come get your folks. Like, isn't Donald
Please,
Trump German?
Take them back. Yes.
Is Germany Northern Europe or Eastern?
It's right there. It's right by the Northern.
Easty, Northy?
Northern Central.
All right, then. That's your boy. Come get your mans. Come get all of them, really?
Please.
Shit.
Please.
We'll get you new boats. fucking. And then apparently Trumpel-Stiltskin is nominating a coal lobbyist as the next EPA administrator. Which, that's the thing. The story behind the story on this one is that folks are only paying attention because it's Trump doing it.
Yes.
Like, let's keep the same last name, Wheeler. Weren't paying attention when Barry Hussein put Obama Wheeler, fucking Tom Wheeler,
yes,
on the FCC. All right, folks weren't paying attention to shit like that. Or when Trump filled his shit up, like when he ran on, it's about Main Street, not Wall Street, ran on that shit, and then proceeded to line his cabinet with Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think a nigga that was a big man on campus at fucking Harvard doesn't have Wall Street homies?
Yeah.
Shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Faisal, you said that we already covered the black trans woman that got elected in Brazil?
I thought we did.
I don't remember.
Oh. Well, we can
so just briefly, do just it briefly, again. Briefly, Sao Paulo, in an election that saw a far right populist who has praised Brazil's past dictatorship's rise to power, two black trans women made history. Jair Bolsonaro was elected president on October 28th on the back of a racist, sexist, and anti-gay rhetoric, and we all know that deal.
Yes.
All right, but two black trans women also got elected in opposition. I don't know how much they'll be able to do.
Right.
Because it's not like they don't have the power in numbers and they don't have the power in privilege.
Right.
But they're going to get out there and they're going to goddamn try.
Right. Absolutely.
Doobie-doop, skip-bop, flibbity-doop-bop.
Yeah, and especially, like, there's a lot of anti-blackness in Brazil, and then the transphobia, and especially in this climate with that guy, like, I don't know. But
yeah,
see
and
what
I'm
happens.
Trying to get their full names here, but they're really leaning on the Bolsonaro. Like, I know the Bolsonaro guy. Skiba doop boop bop.
Mm-hmm.
So so Franco is a black queer activist turned politician and had been a vocal critic of police brutality in favelas of Rio, a known champion of women, single mothers, and poor people. This was a person that was murdered. Her death sent shockwaves throughout the country and throughout the world, forcing people to acknowledge Brazil's rampant racism and violence. 8 months later, no arrests have been made in connection in Franco's death. Amnesty International has called the lack of progress in the investigation unacceptable. A fraught political environment makes Hilton and Malagueño's victories even more noteworthy. All right, so Hilton and Malagueño.
I'm sure that's exactly how you say it.
Yeah. All right, let's try that one again. Malagueño. Yep, Malagueño. Blam, nailed it. And and these two folks, they're gonna get in there, and they're black too.
Yeah.
Like they are these are black people, so they're gonna face it. They've got a major uphill ahead of them. All right. But yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think we did already hit this story up.
Yeah, we did. I know. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
We're pretty good about that sort of thing, right?
I was worried that we didn't.
Oh.
And on the way out, if you do check out the web post with this. You have something.
Yes. Do you remember that cop in Philadelphia and people were talking about him because he straight up has like a Nazi fucking tattoo on his arm? where he's got like that German like eagle and it says like Fatherland on it.
Fuck, is this from like 2014?
I thought it was last year, but it's been a long year. you will be shocked.
No, I won't.
Or will you?
Nah.
That an internal investigation determines cop's Nazi tattoo did not violate department policy.
That's right.
Yes. The internal affairs of investigation cleared Hans Lichterman, Ian Hans Lichterman, of any violations, closing the case in December. They did not respond to follow-up questions inquiring whether any specific determinations were made about the tattoos. Meanwhile, nearly 5 months later, after the controversy erupted, police have yet to deliver a promised tattoo policy for its ranks. Mayor Jim Kenney called the tattoos disturbing and offensive.
Really? But
said that police could not dismiss Lichterman. Uh-huh.
All right, that's another update on us.
Yes.
Good stuff and fun. And on the web post that we have up at winecellarmedia.com for this episode, we have links to the stories so you can go check out the original articles and not just our commentary. And we also have a link to Brief Brain Facts on the YouTube. That's something that the folks from Actify Press, Actify Chat, that's like another sideshow that they're doing, Brief Brain Facts. And we have a link to their ones about the neurology of humor, and the nigga that does the episode has a wee bit of humor. Alright, so that's always a good time.
Yes.
And I think that ought to be the whole goddamn skibbity flim flam, Miss Colored Ma'am. It's the whole goddamn skibbity flip flam.
What the fuck is a skibbity flim flam?
Ask everybody on Twitter, go to at Uppity Negress and tell Phoenix Kaleeder what a skibbity flim flam is. Because apparently, she likes to be ignorant.
Or you can search my name. It says Phoenix Kaleeder is barely black.
That bear be black. I had no idea Phoenix Kaleeder was part of the bear community.
Little known fact about me. That's actually what I prefer to do on Saturday nights.
That bear be black. Oh, I forgot I can't just end the Blog Talk Radio because it will disrupt things.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so YouTube, you do have to get the hell out of here, though. Fuck off.
Bye.
All right.
Yes.
Nobody likes YouTube.
Nobody likes YouTube.
It's smelly.
What?
Okay, you guys, relax. Okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine. Don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here and stand over here.
When Jesus washed.
Politics is weird.
When Jesus washed.
You're very beautiful.
All right, you guys, take a cue from me.
La 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 la.
It's Moral Monday. And you're in the wine cellar. Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
I mean, Jesus was a white man too.
Christians out of the military. And we played the soundbite yesterday from Robert Oscar Lopez saying, look, what the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has done is it's opened the door for these hyper-masculine homosexuals.
Call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizer.
I mean, Jesus was a white man too, but...
I'll give you until I finish my cup up.
and I'm fucking thirsty.
Like that little bitch! Like that little bitch! Like that little bitch! Eminem!
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.